Welcome to the Self-Care in Long-Term Care podcast series. In the previous podcasts, we discussed self-care through self-empathy. Today, we are going to continue our exploration of self-care by identifying how self-care can be used amongst teams to reduce burnout, build stronger, more resilient teams, and define purpose and set priorities. Over the course of this podcast series, we have identified how important self-care is to our minds, bodies, and souls. But did you know that you can help others improve their self-care by demonstrating self-care practices? It's true. People need to see that self-care is successful. Be the person to instigate a positive change in your organization. Help others see the benefits of self-care and how it has positively impacted your life. Did you know that promoting self-care can be the foundation to build stronger, more resilient teams who can tackle feelings of being burned out, stressed, and overwhelmed? Self-care can be the catalyst for your team members to be able to handle the plethora of challenges that are tossed their way each day. As leaders in long-term care, we can model our beliefs and behaviors that can empower others to minimize their stress, be their best selves, while also reducing or avoiding burnout. Resilience enables us to succeed in key ways by strengthening our ability to manage stress, prioritize rest and recharging, navigating challenges, and knowing when to reach out for support. It also helps with cultivating a sense of purpose and perspective when faced with challenging times. Let's look at self-care and how it impacts teamwork. Have you ever ran into a team member who you can immediately tell is having a bad day, or that they appear to be stressed out or even overwhelmed? Chances are you probably have. Wouldn't it be great if we had a way of letting them know that we are there to support them in whatever they are dealing with? This starts with acknowledging the many challenges that people are facing right now. Many team members have experienced health problems, isolation, financial difficulties, and an unrelenting sense of burnout. The staffing challenges that we have faced over the last few years with COVID-19 has only compounded these problems. Our mental health across the globe has been impacted. More than 40% of adults experienced anxiety, depression, or another form of mental health challenges during the pandemic, and they might still be struggling with these. Encouraging your team members to do self-care can help reduce the effects of these challenges and help reduce the risk of stress, burnout, and fatigue. Building resilient teams means empowering them to put themselves first. As leaders, we can help develop teams through truthfulness, resourcefulness, compassion, and a little humility. We need team members who operate at the top of their abilities. If they are not taking care of themselves, how can we expect them to take care of others? Self-care is not being selfish, but rather taking care of you so that you can take care of others better. When we aren't being bogged down by stress or being overwhelmed by the situations and events around us, we can think and act more rationally, thereby providing better care for others. Empower your team members by demonstrating and promoting self-care. Self-care can be as simple as taking a few cleansing breaths or going for a short walk down the hallway. It doesn't have to be a grandiose concept, and it doesn't have to be costly. Maybe consider hanging up a sign that says words like stop, take a deep breath, then respond to the situation. Just these simple words can make a huge impact on the situation and the events that are taking place. Resilience is the ability to adjust and recover in times of crisis and uncertainty. Medical science tells us that resilience is like a muscle we can build and develop over time. When we build this resiliency muscle, we will not only bounce back after times of uncertainty and challenge, but we will emerge stronger than before. Self-care can also be a great way to identify purpose. We know that self-care means taking the time to do things that help us live well, improve our physical and mental health, and fight the feelings of exhaustion, stress, and burnout. When it comes to mental health, self-care can help us manage our stress, lower our risks of illness, and increase our energy. Self-care can help us identify our purpose through discovery of our core strengths that give us a competitive edge. We can spend time on tasks that align with our passion and our interests. Self-care can help us identify what truly motivates us as well as our teams. Self-care allows us the freedom to step outside of our normal routines and the boxes that we self-impose. Through self-care, we can identify development opportunities that we might otherwise not see or allow to become a priority. Speaking of priorities, self-care can help us set priorities. Engaging in self-care and encouraging your team members to do the same regularly can help you and your team members put their best foot forward. In long-term care, we need to have everyone at the top of their game to care for the residents who come to our settings to receive care and services every day. When we are regularly taking care of ourselves, we are better equipped to respond to the things that go on in our lives and in our environments. Self-care can help us set priorities by helping us identify our values, determining what isn't important, and separating the must-haves from the it would be nice to haves. Priorities start with self-care, which helps put your life, your environment, and your passions into perspective. As we bring this podcast to a close, remember that it is okay to provide yourself and encourage your team members to provide themselves with a little self-care. Self-care is the foundation for not only taking care of yourself, but also encouraging others around you to do the same. We cannot be at the top of our game if we are not taking care of the most important person first, us. Self-care can help tackle and knock out the burnout feeling, build teamwork amongst your peers, help develop more resilient teams, and help define purpose and priorities. Self-care must start with you. The change you make today could make all your tomorrows better. Until the next podcast, be well and take a moment to provide yourself with a little self-care through determining your purpose, setting priorities, and teamwork to build resilient teams. Thank you for joining us today.